Your attention, please. Your attention, please. It's time to raise a glass.
Love me or leave me or let me be lonely. You won't believe me, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. Nighttime's the right time for hugging and kissing, but nighttime is my time for just reminiscing. Regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. I want no one unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. To have it today and to give back tomorrow. For my love is your love and no love for nobody else. Love me or leave me or let me be lonely. You won't believe me. Somebody else. Nighttime's the right time for hugging and kissing. Nighttime is my time for just reminiscing. Regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. Unless that someone is you. I intend to be independently blue. I want your love, don't wanna borrow. Have it today, give back tomorrow, 'cause my love is your love. Your love is my love. My love is your love. Nobody else.
You're listening to X-Ray FM, KXRY Portland at 91.1 and 107.1 FM, and out on the Oregon coast at 91.7 FM, streaming online everywhere at xray.fm. I'm Jim Fisher. This is Raise a Glass, and we're doing just that in honor of jazz singer, actress, dancer, civil rights activist, and victim of a Fred Sanford con job, Lena Horne, left us on this day in 2010. We heard her take on the jazz standard, Love Me or Leave Me. Her multiracial background benefited her career greatly, gave her the kind of mainstream success someone like, say, Nina Simone never got. But she was still considered black by the entertainment industry, especially Hollywood. Fun fact, one of her daughters married one of my favorite directors, the great Sidney Lumet of Dog Day Afternoon, Network, The Verdict fame. How about that? All right, let's take a sharp left turn right into the MC5. It's X-Ray.
Before they American. 69 American terminal stasis. The air so thick it's like drowning in molasses. I'm sick and tired of paying these dues, and I'm sick to my guts of the American ruse. Holy stars.
Oh no.
Comic cars.
Oh no.
Cheap guitars.
Ah!
Talk. Sound the horn and ring the bell. Heaven's turning into hell. Life is turning into death. Oh, struggling for every breath. Night our fathers and a glory babe. Kisha knows what's good for me. Night our fathers and a glory babe. We're crying, dying sensibly. We're crying, dying sensibly. We're crying, dying sensibly. Sun can roast your head. Mold is thriving on your bread. Rats are drinking of your wine. People fat and feeling fine. Nine our fathers and a glory babe. He sure knows what's good for me. Nine our fathers and a glory babe. We're crying, dying sensibly. We're crying, dying sensibly. We're crying, dying sensibly. With our micro
said you away. See me.
That was The Pretty Things, British band from the 60s, who never got much attention over here. They did a number called Cries from the Midnight Circus, and I play that in honor of their keyboardist, John Posey, who died on this day 3 years ago. Prior to that, a recent passing, kind of obscure guy, but a noted influence nonetheless. The OCs and the Black Lips have voiced their praise of him. Michael Yonkers was his name, and he left us on April 20th. Hailing from the Minneapolis-St. Paul area, his career was nearly cut short after he was crushed under 2,000 pounds of computer equipment at his warehouse job, and consequently suffered chronic back problems for the rest of his life. But he built himself a home studio and self-released several albums through the 70s. He had some previously unreleased material with his band Michael and the Mumbles from 1968. This was unearthed and released by DeSille and later on CD by Sub Pop as Micro Miniature Love in 2002, which is where his influence on those other acts comes from. We heard the title track of that record. Not so much on that song, but Cole Alexander of the Black Lips claimed that when you think of how The Who and Hendrix and the Velvet Underground were pushing the envelope with feedback at the time, Yonkers was more extreme than all three combined. Frank Zappa before that with You Are What You Is. That witty tale mocking racial stereotypes was originally recorded on this day in 1981, but was included as the B-side of Frank's only hit single, Valley Girl, a year later. Then it was remixed again 2 years after that. And at the top of the block, the MC5 doing The American Ruse, and I play that in tribute to their drummer Dennis Thompson, who died on this day in 2024. He was the final surviving member of the band. X-Ray will be out at the St. John's Bazaar this afternoon, broadcasting live. If you're out there, come by our table and say hello to Fearless Leader Chase and some of the fine volunteers who will be helping him out. All right, back to the tunes. Here's The Pretenders.
Thank you.
It was on this day in the year 2000, Bad Religion released their 11th full-length studio album, The New America. It was their final release on Atlantic and their final recording with drummer Bobby Shayer, who had been with them for almost a decade. Prior to that, wishing a happy birthday, a happy 64th birthday to Dave Gahan of Depeche Mode. They did Policy of Truth. And at the top, The Pretenders, who released their album Last of the Independents on this day in 1994. We heard the first single from that album, Night in My Veins. Hey, did you know today is Alphabet Magnet Day? Well, it is! And did you know the first magnetic letters were created in the early 60s by NASA for tracking and charting purposes? Well, alphabet magnets were then commercialized in the 70s when Fisher-Price released their first hard plastic magnetic letters as an educational toy, and now those kids have grown up and magnetic letters are just an excuse to form dirty words on the fridge while you wait for your Hot Pocket to heat up. All right, let's do a check on...
This Day in History.
1502. Christopher Columbus leaves Spain on his fourth and final trip to the New World. A few months later, with two ships bearing heavy damage, he finds himself marooned in Jamaica. During the wait for rescue, he uses an almanac to predict a lunar eclipse, which scares local inhabitants into providing food for his crew.
Stop right there, and I'll bring back the sun.
Well, the moon, but same idea.
In 1754, the first newspaper cartoon in America is published in the Pennsylvania Gazette. It depicts a divided snake with the words join or die, and it was drawn by Benjamin Franklin. 1865, President Andrew Johnson issues a proclamation marking the end date of the Civil War. 1868, the city of Reno, Nevada is founded. 1946, NBC's Hourglass, the first hour-long TV show, premieres. 1962, a laser beam is successfully bounced off the moon for the first time. What for? I haven't a clue. 1974, the House of Representatives Judiciary Committee begins formal hearings on the impeachment of Richard Nixon. 1989, Vice President Dan Quayle gives a speech to the United Negro College Fund. Instead of saying the organization's motto, "A mind is a terrible thing to waste," Quayle says, "What a waste it is to lose one's mind."
Remember when he was considered the epitome of an idiot Republican?
Love forever, love is free, let's turn forever. gravitate.
Shit, I'm stepping in harder this year. Yeah, bear ripping in harder this year.
Watch me as I gravitate. Ha, 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 ha.
We gon' ghost town, this Motown with your sound. You in the blink, gon' bite the dust, can't fight with us. With your sound, you kill the ink. So don't stop, get it, until you chair the header. Watch the way I navigate.
I'm so tired of piling, I believe I'll shake them all. Can you honestly tell me that you forgot? Forgot the magnetism of Robin Zander or the charisma of Rick Nielsen?
That's kid stuff.
Kid stuff? How about the tunes? I want you to want me. The Dream Police. Da 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 da.
Hold each
San Francisco band The Tubes on X-Ray. That little parody of Phil Spector hits was called Don't Touch Me There. It was on this day in 1978. Their singer Fee Waybill broke his leg after falling from the stage in Leicester, England. For the song, he was playing his punk alter ego Johnny Bugger wielding a chainsaw. But because of their highly theatrical presentation of their stage shows at the time, the audience thought it was part of the show. But no, it was a spiral fracture of the fibula. Ouch. We listened to a live version of that song recorded at another British venue, the Hammersmith Odeon in London. That album made the top 40 in Britain, where they had developed a bit of a following, but they had difficulty breaking through at home until a smattering of hits a few years later. In what they described as their Spinal Tap moment, their show at the Nebworth Festival later that year involved driving an open-top Ford Fairlane on stage, only for the front end to crash through the stage floor.
Such a fine line between stupid and clever.
Cheap Trick's Dream Police before that, wishing a happy 76th birthday to their bassist Tom Peterson. Included a little intro from Mike Damone for that one. It was on this day in 1999, Shake Hands with Shorty was released, the debut album by the North Mississippi All-Stars. We heard Shake Him On Down. And starting the Black Gorillas, assisted by De La Soul, with Feel Good Incorporated. Huge hit. Would you believe that song turns 21 years old today? Wow. All right, that'll just about wrap it up. I thank you for lending me your ear holes and do hope you'll join me again next week. Stay tuned for Reverse Couple Skate. And I got one more for you. This man died of bone cancer 6 years ago today with an obscure tune from the late 60s when his career was yesterday's news. I really dig this song. It's Little Richard on X-Ray. Radio is yours.
Hurry down, son, hurry down.
I said, son, won't you hurry on down. Be over. I'm so tired of the hurt. I've been taking, my heart has been aching so. Don't mind struggling. I don't mind living on. Someday my kids are laughing together and having things that I never owned. I can feel the change you come. Freedom drums in a distant law, they're drumming, telling the world of a brand new future.